Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Gail Goodman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's back with us. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's Chief Executive Officer of Constant Contact, an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time and do business with as well. Gail Goodman, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. One of the things you guys have been doing is a study, a survey of business conditions. You've been polling, I guess, your customers, right? All your customers?
We do poll our customers, but we also do it in conjunction with other small business advocates like the American Chamber of Commerce Executives,
right.
SCORE,
right.
And the Association of Small Business Development Centers. So it goes out to all of those audiences.
What is this? What size is the sample, would you say?
So we had nearly 7,000 respondents.
Wow.
Very big survey size.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so it's the Constant Contact Small to Medium Business Outlook Survey. And what would you say was the, and this is quarterly, right?
We do this twice a year.
Twice a year, okay. What would you say is the most dramatic information that you got, the most dramatic response that you got from your respondents, the thing maybe that really impressed you or surprised you the most?
I think the thing that surprised me the most was that 70% of small businesses are now expecting growth in 2010.
Really? You were surprised at that?
Well, you know, small businesses are always optimists. We've talked
right.
about this. We've talked
but,
about this before.
But we have been through it. We've been through a lot, haven't we?
Exactly. And the 70% who are expecting to grow, 39% of them are actually expecting to hire.
Well, that's good
news. Was the sign we were looking for, that
yeah.
hiring was going to
yeah.
start.
Well, you know, Gail, you could only wring efficiencies out of a lean organization for so long without creating a casualty list.
Absolutely. And further on in the survey, very clear that small businesses have been lean and mean, and as a result, are getting less time with their family, right? They've cut their staffs, and they are now working ridiculous hours.
And well, yeah.
That's just going to take too much of a toll. They're going to need to hire back.
And that's the casualty list I was talking about. It's
happening.
They're seeing it in their people.
Yeah,
their people are tired. They're exasperated. They're frustrated. And everybody, as we've talked about many times, and as many folks listening have said to themselves and have heard others say in the last couple of years, we're working twice as hard for half as much. And that's a kind of a pent-up demand, isn't it, when we have that?
It certainly is a pent-up expense demand, and I think the challenge all businesses have been facing, but small businesses in particular, is, you know, when am I going to see enough revenue growth, enough top-line growth, to be confident to add back some expenses?
Right, yeah. And so the other thing that happens out there is there are other pressures on business owners about this time in the cycle of a recovery, where there's also opportunities that are popping up. And we're looking around at these opportunities, and those opportunities take more new energy and new resources. And we've already maxed out what we have, haven't we? Most people have. And so what's the next step? The next step is to do what they're reporting to you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in many times it's this early stage of recovery where winners and losers are made. And those who remain tentative, I'm going to stay hunkered down, I don't know if the recovery is real, lose those early opportunities and therefore lose the momentum shift.
Yeah.
So there is a combination of kind of risk and reward that goes into this early recovery period that all of your listeners should be thinking about. You don't want to be reckless because resources are tight, But if you miss those first opportunities, you might miss your opportunity to get some momentum and get to the early wave of the recovery.
Well, Gail, you and I talked about this over a year ago, first part of 2009. I told my when we were still under the pretty heavy cloud of uncertainty after 2008. You know, I told my audience, there's no shame in surviving 2009. Do what you have to do to survive 2009. But about this time a year ago, I started saying, okay, guys, you know, pop your head up out of the foxhole and look around. Opportunities are going to start presenting themselves, as you just said a minute ago. And also, as you said, I said, so start thinking about the leading edge, but don't do anything that's going to put you out on the bleeding edge. And that's kind of what you were just talking about.
That's exactly what I was
and
talking
it's,
about.
And it's a year later. And you know, somebody asked me yesterday, how are small business owners doing? I said, well, you know what? I think any of them that have survived, all of them that have survived, should be pretty proud of themselves, I think. Don't you think so, Gail?
Absolutely. If you're still in business, that's step one.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you survived, I think it's appropriate right now to take stock of what allowed you to survive. What have you done? What kind of efficiencies have you found? How much better of a manager have you become? What have you learned? And now let's focus those newly found attributes. Let's focus those on the future. What do you think?
I think that's exactly the right idea. And when we surveyed our customers, it was very clear that the key places people are focused now is marketing, sales, new business. How do I get the growth engine going?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I already got the cost in line through the course of 2009. Now, how do I get the growth engine going?
Are small business owners in general, as a group, are they taking advantage of the technological capability that they have, the incremental tools and power that's available to them right now? Are they doing that well, or are they still lagging?
I'd give them a solid B plus. One of the great things we heard was that small businesses are really starting to experiment with social media.
Yeah.
One of the big phenomenon that's happened over the last, I'd say 2 years or so, is the takeoff in social media sites.
Right.
It's a big opportunity for small business.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Gail. I'm going to let Gail, when we come back, I'm going to get Gail to expand on the social media thing. Folks, pay attention to this. Gail's got her finger on the pulse of what's going on out there, and we're going to learn more from her after these messages. Gail Goodman's with Constant Contact. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, anywhere in between, on any topic under the small business sun. We've got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're and don't forget, by the way, while you're there, be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. And also, if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame if you'd like to follow me there. Gail Goodman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO of Constant Contact, an organization that I'm very happy to do business with. Let me put it this way, folks. I've been doing my newsletter, my weekly newsletter that I send to many of you, since 1999. And somewhere about 4 years later, I met Constant Contact and got my weekends back. So Gail, thank you for what you guys helped me with. It really made a big difference. You guys came along at the right time for me, and I appreciate it very much.
Very welcome.
And by the way, folks, I still write her a check every month. She still takes she still takes my money.
A modest check.
Right. No, it is modest, but anyway, my point is they're not paying me to say that. Hey, Gail, your study, small business, Constant Contact Small to Medium Business Outlook Survey is what we're talking about, and I want to come back to the to the social media element of that in a minute. But before we do that, I want you to tell the audience about Constant Contact.
Constant Contact, totally focused on helping small businesses reach their customers using really inexpensive tools. Email marketing, online surveys, and now event marketing. Staying in touch with your customers is the single most powerful thing you can do. It drives repeat sales, drives word-of-mouth referrals, and we make it very affordable and very easy to do that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Gail, we talk a lot about building communities. I talk a lot about building communities. This is a segue into the social media thing. And to me, one of the main elements of building communities, one of the main ways of staying connected with your communities is by email. I mean, you incorporate Twitter, incorporate the other platforms, but you're still the workhorse of the community connection is still email, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. We talk about the core will still be your email list, and what you can do is use that core to inspire Twitter, Facebook traffic,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So small businesses are great at creating raving fans through an in-person customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do every day.
Mm-hmm.
What the social media can do a little bit better than email is help you take those raving fans and use them to reach new audiences. So email is great for staying connected to those folks on your list, but with Twitter and Facebook, you can get those folks on your list to reach their friends and fans.
Right.
And spread the word a little bit further.
So, folks, the thing is, it's not either or, it's both and.
You have to do them in combination.
Think about
social media as reach and email marketing as engagement.
I like the way that. Yeah, that sounds good. Now, in the survey, though, what did you find out about what small business owners are doing about social media, to use social media? Are they using it? They'd have to be using it more because we're still in the emerging stages. But is it enough? Are they using it enough?
50% had a Facebook page or a Facebook fan site, which really surprised
us. For themselves or for their business? This is important.
For their business.
Okay.
For their business. Only about 26% were using Twitter, 27% LinkedIn, 29% had a blog.
Mm-hmm.
So I would call that emerging as opposed to...
That's pretty 80, good. 50%
on Facebook was pretty good.
That's surprising. Now, do you think that your respondents are high adopters, the folks that
I do. I mean, 88% were using email marketing and 92% had a website.
Yeah.
So
we were definitely
getting the web savvy portion of the small business audience.
Exactly. No, that's right. But sadly, Gail, the broader sector of small business is way below that.
Absolutely.
And
that's the job you and I
have to do. That's the job that's in front of us.
Yeah, because I think what they're missing is how inexpensive these tools are.
Yeah.
When you look at the economic data, one of the first places small businesses turned to cut expenses was marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I always have mixed feelings there. It's generally a lot easier to cut marketing than it is to cut staff.
Right.
But it's a self-fulfilling negative prophecy. If you don't continue to market, you're ultimately going to have to make those staff cuts that you were trying to avoid. Online marketing, very inexpensive.
One of the things that did the people who were using social media, did they answer any questions about how it was helping them?
We didn't get a lot of data yet on whether they thought they were able to connect those tools into results. And that's the thing that I'm hearing most frequently is I'm using Twitter, I'm using Facebook, I'm getting some momentum on those channels, but I don't know how to measure the result through to impact. And that's something that Constant Contact will be looking to help small businesses with over time.
Well, one of the things we want to do is get them to focus not so much on the platforms, but on the community, building the community. Give us that website again, Gail.
It's www.constantcontact.com.
Folks, check them out. It's good stuff. I use them all the time, every week. Thanks, Gail, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Gail Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.